Welcome to Native Fest, celebrating the arts, food, and writing of Minnesota's first people.
My name is Anthony Nichols, and I'm here at the Nanabuju Cafe at the Boys Fort Tribal Government Building. It was an event that was just held, and I'm here before...
My name is Karen Drift, and I cooked for the Nanabuju Cafe.
Okay, Karen, and what dishes did you prepare today?
I made wild rice meatballs and mini fry breads, and I made wild rice and blueberry dessert.
Oh, okay. And could you talk a little bit about one of those dishes and what goes into making that dish? Like, how do you prepare it? What ingredients and what did you do?
Well, for the meatballs, I just used lean hamburger, green pepper, egg, and wild rice. And for my rye bread, just the regular recipe, flour, baking powder, salt, powdered milk. Then for my wild rice dessert, I used just boil the rice, drain it, put blueberries in there, and brown sugar.
Oh, okay. And I believe this is your second time at the event. And what did you think of this event?
I think this is a really good thing, these kind of events where a lot of people come and they all can get together and, you know, exchange recipes and all this. And it's just a good thing to have. They should have it more often, you know.
Kind of like on a regular basis, maybe.
Twice a month, maybe, or, you know, that way we can get the community together. You
know? Yeah, that's what I got out of it. I mean, just the togetherness, and we're all, you know, sitting together, eating together, and it just had such a good feeling. And so I was wondering, too, what did you think about, the other dishes that the other cooks prepared? What did you think about them?
They were really good. There's a lot of stuff that, somebody brought wild rice noodles, and that was really good. And there was, desserts that somebody prepared. And there was different ways of people that make their fry bread. You know, different, they have a different recipe. And you get to taste, you know, all the other kinds of wild rice dishes, and you get to eat like kwejganabu, what we used to eat years ago.
No. And what does that Ojibwe word mean?
It means like this kind of a bread soup. What they had deer meat here today, and it was deer meat with dumplings and what we call kwejganabu.
I had some of that. That was really good.
Yeah. We used to eat that a lot when we were kids. We'd eat it with rabbit, you know, all these deer meat and ducks. But I think next time we have one of these cook-off things, or cook, they should kind of bring some other stuff in. I mean, like rabbit, deer meat, like different ways, roast deer meat, fried deer meat. You know, a really Indian meal, you know. Deer meat panjige, you know, and just cook duck and rice and roast duck and, you know, all this kind of stuff.
Okay. All right, Karen. Well, I wanted to thank you for your time for this interview, and I liked what you had to say, and I liked your food.
Thank tempo. Miigwech.
Miigwech.
Native Fest is a production of the Net Lake Radio Project, made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Online at kbft.org.